From small-town dreamer to global icon.
She's America's sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
Why does Taylor Swift inspire such devotion and criticism?
She's created a community on a scale never been done before.
Taylor on Channel 4. Stream now.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
What's up, everybody? It's your old buddy, Troy LaValle. Welcome to the GCN News Minute, your one-stop shop for all things Glass Cannon Network. It's actually a light news week this week because there are so many huge things on the horizon. Shadow Dark Session Zero, Episode Zero, this Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, on youtube.com/theglasscannon. Have you subscribed to our YouTube channel? What are you doing? If you want all the latest updates on when things drop, make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/theglasscannon. The podcast version will be available at midnight Eastern on the Glass Cannon podcast feed, as well as our subscription service if you want an ad-free version. And who doesn't want an ad-free version? You can sign up today at jointhenaish.com. Next Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, youtube.com/theglasscannon, the episode one premiere. Last week I said we were going to be recording it last week, and then I got sick, and so we're actually recording it this week. It's going to be so hot and fresh, you'll be able to smell the cinnamon in the air. Are we baking something? There might be baking involved. You're going to have to watch it to see, and then of course the podcast will release at midnight, and again, you can have the ad version on the Glass Cannon podcast feed, or an ad-free version at jointhenaish.com. There are two more Glass Cannon live shows this year. The Ascension Story ends in Philly for a two-night doubleheader. Tickets are still available. We have a jam-packed stage as Jared will be joining us for both nights of the finale. I can't wait to see how this story ends. Other than that, stay tuned to the GCN News Minute. This is the time of year when we start gearing up to announce what's happening next year. We're talking State of the Niche. We're talking probably another huge announcement before State of the Niche. And where are you going to find out when and where that's happening? Well, if you follow us on social media, it's actually pretty easy. If you sign up to our subscription service and go on our Discord, it's really easy. Otherwise, just listen to the GCN News Minute. There's an ad-free version of this podcast also available at jointhenaish.com. Thank you, guys. Have a great week, and we'll see you in the Shadow Dark.
Some days it's the workout. Other days it's just getting through your to-do list. Celsius has your back. Zero sugar energy drink that tastes amazing and keeps you powered for whatever's next. Grab an ice cold Celsius today at a retailer near you.
October is Halloween month, which, yes, is a thing. And on the Vulgar History podcast, it's also Mary Shelley season. Mary Shelley wrote Frankenstein, the book, when she was a teen mom on the run with her boyfriend, her sister, and her sister's boyfriend. She got the idea to write Frankenstein when her sister's boyfriend, Lord Byron, dared them all to write a ghost story one night, and now it's one of the most famous books of all time. It turns out that this story of grief and parenthood has deep personal connections for Mary Shelley. She learned how to write as a child by tracing the letters on her dead mother's grave, and her gothic life only got more scary from there. People around her seemed to keep dying, leaving Mary Shelley ultimately the last girl, the only survivor of that famous overnight party where she had written Frankenstein. We're taking a deep month into Mary Shelley's life and world on Vulgar History this month to figure out, was Mary Shelley the ultimate goth icon? Listen to Vulgar History wherever you get podcasts.